Okay, so those of you been here for the past month or 6 weeks or so, you know that we've been looking at different aspects of the journey vision. So we've been looking at our vision statement, our rules of community. Does anyone remember what they are? Oh, that's a good sign. So, be a disciple of Jesus, build loving and authentic community, and find out what God is doing and join in. Yeah. Great. And then we've been looking at our values. And so the value we're going to look at today is freedom. So, you know, the values are really important because they are the culture that we create, that we build our church and community out of. And so it's, you know, there are kind of values that can just spring up that are, they may not be ones that we want them to be. There can be things that can happen. Does that make sense? That happen in our lives, but then there are good things, and we want to be intentional about the things that God has called us to be as a community, so that we're building good soil. So that's why we're going to look at this. And this one today is about freedom. And I'm going to read to you what we've written under this value, and then I shall talk about it a little bit. But I shan't talk for too long, you'll be pleased to know, hopefully. People are free to come as they are and experience the transforming love and power of Christ. We value individual freedom and creativity, recognizing that people are at different stages on their journey and are wrestling with who God is and how he works. People are free to be themselves and express that sensitively, within the context of community. And then two Bible verses, which we put in there, which I'll just read these. The first one is Galatians 5, verse 1, that says, "It was for freedom that Christ set us free. Therefore, keep standing firm and do not be subject again to a yoke of slavery." And 2 Corinthians 3, verse 18 says, "But we all, with unveiled faces, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as from the Lord, the Spirit." Okay, so I'm going to talk a little bit around this. So first of all, I want us to think about how do we create an environment? How are we already hopefully creating this environment? And how do we intentionally carry on creating an environment that enables people to be free, to be who they are right now and feel welcomed among us? But at the same time, as they're part of that, that people are transforming to be more of who they were created to be. So that's a really good thing for us to think about. You know, I think sometimes the problem in church culture is that we end up creating like unhelpful rules that becomes the emphasis. So, you know, society at large can sometimes think of church about being what you can do and can't do, and that's what Christianity is about. And for us, hopefully that's not what it is. It's about this living relationship with God where people are loved, and in the context of love, they're free to be who they're created to be. Yep. And so, you know, if we are going to create that kind of environment, which I think we already have it, but there's always more, you know, the best person to look at is Jesus in it. You know, you can tell about the kind of environment that Jesus created around him by the people who used to hang out with him. You know, it talks in the Gospels how Jesus is getting criticized as being a friend of sinners. Yep. And so if those were the kind of people that Jesus was hanging out with, that just shows that was something about the way that Jesus was that was creating an environment where those people felt loved and accepted just as they were to be around him. They weren't feeling judged or condemned or told you're not good enough. Because if they were, then they wouldn't have hung out with him. They were just kept away. because no one wants to be made to feel bad about themselves. We all kind of try and get away from that type of thing. So there was something about the nature of Jesus and the way that he was that made people want to be around him. But yet we see so many stories of, as people were around him, they've been transformed to be more of themselves, the goods of who they were and who God created them to be. And so that's the kind of environment that we want to create as church. We don't want church to be something that puts barriers up to people knowing the fullness of what Jesus is about and the gospel. Yeah? So, you know, it's just something for us to think about. You know, the way that we build a culture and communicate things is not just by the words that we say, but the way that we are. And, you know, sometimes, you know, we all have different situations where people think that people think things. Sometimes those thoughts are wrong, but sometimes they're right. And a person will say, but I never said that. And actually, no, they didn't say it, but it's something about the way that they have acted that has communicated that to someone. Does that make sense? And so we need to think about not just the words that we're saying, but the way that we act, the way that we do things together as a community, and the way that we are as individuals. And what is that communicating to people? And then we can take a step back even further of thinking, what's going on in our hearts? Because what's going on in our hearts will be the thing that will be flowing out of us, which will be the thing that people are picking up on. So, for example, if we don't feel good enough, or we feel like we're sinners, we've got issues, but we all have those different things. But if we feel it in such a way that we feel judged internally, we're not positioning ourselves to receive grace into those things, then we probably will communicate that to other people. So does that make sense? So sometimes I've like noted in myself, we all have things. You know, there are certain things that other people do which might not be right. Some of them get to us more than others. Yeah? And I've noted in myself that sometimes when someone's doing something which really is annoying me internally more than other things, you know, people might not realize that's what's going on externally, but sometimes, you know, I know internally. I know that it is often something that I have got some kind of struggle with in my own life to some extent, or I haven't received enough grace for into that. And so I'm therefore not offering grace to another person. Does that make sense? And so, you know, Brené Brown, of course, I have to mention her because the talk wouldn't be complete currently without mentioning her name. Beth, sorry to embarrass you because I know you'll be annoyed, but sorry that I've said it. I didn't intentionally do it, but Beth made some naughty comment to me the other day about whether or not we were disciples of Brené Brown or Jesus. Oh, she blames it on Dan Webb. The Jesus in Brené Brown, of course. Anyway, I can't remember what I was going to say now. Oh, yeah, she talks about that where we feel shame inside of us, we shame others. So we might not consciously do that, but on a subconscious level, that's what happens. Where we're carrying some kind of shame is we shame other people. And I suppose it's kind of a thing to make us feel better about ourselves, or we pick out that flaw in someone else. So, you know, when we're trying to create this whole culture of freedom and offering freedom to others and creating this environment where people can come and be loved and accepted and just be free to be themselves, it is, what are we doing in our practices together as a community? How are we being as individuals? But also what's going on in our hearts? The more grace that we receive and love into our hearts, the more that we're able to offer to others. You know, just on practical levels, you know, there are loads of things that we could say about this. I shall just offer a couple of thoughts. You know, sometimes it is about us being intentional with kind of practices about how we create this environment. So, you know, just proactively going and talking to people that we don't know who come into our church meetings, whether it's on a Sunday or other social events, asking questions, listening, you know, showing a genuine interest. That, in a very practical way, helps to create this kind of environment where people are feeling loving and accepted. And then, let's be real, there are times when there will be prejudices in our hearts about different people that we are encountering and judgments that we're making. And let's not pretend that we're not going to have those, because we will have them at times. And then let's take a step back and actually deal with them. You know, let's pray and speak to God about it. Let's speak to the people that we're accountable about it. And let's deal with those prejudices in our hearts. Does that make sense? You know, we receive love and grace from each other and the way that we treat each other. But also, you know, I really feel like we do that also in our own times of prayer. You know, the more times I spend reading the Bible and praying, as well as experiencing it from other people, the more I'm able to offer grace to others. You know, if I find that there's a situation in my life where I'm not offering grace, there's something about just spending a few moments just praying and being with God and reflecting who he is and able to receive something of his grace that enables me to offer it to others. And I think that's a really important part of us going for this together. So I want you just to think, when you first came to the journey, hopefully you felt welcomed and loved and accepted as you were. Do you want to just for a few minutes maybe just think about what are the things that made you feel like it, and if it didn't, maybe think about what the things that didn't make you feel like it. It's a bit of a controversial thing, but something to think about. And I just want to hear a few things, so we're just going to do it for a couple of minutes. So do you want to just chat with the people around you? I'm sorry for those of you who don't like this type of thing. But we'll just do it for 2 minutes. And I want to hear some of those things. Okay, let's hear a few stories. Does anyone want to share? Andy would like to share. I'm slightly nervous about what he's going to say.
Thank you, Vicky. So when I came to the journey, I didn't actually come to a Sunday service. My first experience of the journey was going to the Junction, because I got invited along by a friend who came to the journey. Said, "I'm going to this weekend away with this church, and they're all a bit weird. I genuinely think it's a cult. Can you come along to make sure that, that I don't get like indoctrinated?" And I was like, "Yeah, don't worry, mate. I'll be there." And so I sat in the minibus behind Tom, who got lost on the way there. I was just like, "What is this? What is this church like?" But I think the thing that really cinched it for me was that I participated in the cabaret. Yeah. Got invited to be part of Take This, the boy band with Jonathan and Tom. And I was just like, man, these guys are an absolute bunch of wazzicks, and I'm going to just fit in so well here. So, yeah, that was...
Awesome. Any more?
My first experience of the journey was walking in, getting met by Diana and Denise, who then invited me to her party, but I had no idea her name when I turned up. So it was sort of like, automatically you're part of us, which is good.
Any more? Emily.
Yeah, when I first arrived, everyone was like, "Oh, this is the Emily everyone's been speaking of." And I was like, "Well, what's this?" Like, because Chloe came the week before me, I think, because I was like, "Oh, you should go." Okay. Okay. I came like 3 weeks late because I had many things. I had my birthday, priorities. Sorry, guys. And so, yeah, like, Chloe was like, "Oh, yeah, they were asking about you." And I was like, "Oh, of course." And I was like, I'm surprised that everyone's kind of thinking about me already. And it just kind of was a very welcoming feeling. I just turn up and I'm just like, I'm already here, guys. But like, yeah, because it was just much more like welcoming. Like, you kind of expected me to be here. So I just kind of was like, well, I'll be here then. So it's much more welcoming, and like just being infiltrated really quickly into like the depths of the journey and like worship and stuff. Like, people just kind of look out for you. Shut up. But yeah, it was just really good. Like, because I was very kind of like, oh, I'm kind of here. Like, people just kind of like hold on to you and try and be like, oh, you're coming to this, you're coming to this, you're coming to this. And like, the whole of first time I was kind of like, oh, I'm kind of here. And then second time I was just here because people care.
Very good. Any more? Great. So we're trying to, like, you know, as the Church of Christ, not just at the Journey, but, you know, create this environment where people are free to come and be themselves and accepted and loved as they are. But it's that whole idea that we're not just staying there, we're being transformed, we're changing to become better versions of ourselves, more like Jesus in a cheesy Christian type of way to say, but that is what we're kind of looking for. And how does that happen? How can you, it seems like it's at odds with each other, that you're creating an environment where people are accepted as they are without judgment, and yet we're also expecting that we're all changing to become more like Jesus and a better version of ourselves. And so those things can seem like in tension with each other, but they're not. It's, you need the first thing in order for the second thing to happen, because it's when we build that kind of loving relationships and community and trust that we get closer to each other. We get to know a bit more what each other are like. And so that means that our rough edges rub off on each other. So if there are things in me that are not so good, and I'm close with you guys and friends with you, they will be affecting you in a negative way. And if our friendship is going to continue and it's not going to be detrimental to it, I need to change. Does that make sense? And so, you know, it might be that, someone that feels able, that we have a good enough friendship and trust, might be like, you know, Vicky, stop doing that thing, or that's really unhelpful, or when you did that, it hurt me. And it's that kind of thing that as we build that kind of community around us of love, that we sharpen each other. And then if you put into the mix of it as well, this whole thing that, you know, part of what we're looking to do is to be disciples of Jesus and become more like him. As we're choosing to do that, then we can proactively tell people that we want them to speak in our lives, into our lives. So that becomes part of it. And then into the mix of it as well, it's not just human effort that we're trying to change ourselves to become better. It's the presence of God is among us, and it's his love and his grace, and as we know more of his ways, so we know where we're working towards, that is changing us from the inside out. And so it's all these different things that flow together in a positive way that can create that environment where we're changing and we're becoming more of who we're meant to be, better versions of ourselves, more like Jesus, however you want to describe it. And I know that I'm a better person for being part of this community. You know, because I can't get away with certain things that I would get away with if I wasn't. And I hopefully you feel the same as well. But the more we give ourselves to each other, the harder it is, but the better it is. Does that make sense? You know, to let ourselves be known by people, the good and the bad, is a vulnerable, difficult thing. But it's so much better. And that's where real transformation can happen. So it's us together, but it's the presence of God with us as well. But, you know, I think sometimes we can just think, it needs to be both, right? If we think that we're just going to go off with God and he's just going to change us in isolation, I don't think that's the total way that it works. I think that there are things of transformation that happen in the place of prayer. But I also think that God has created us relationally to need each other, and it's through other people as well, God working through them, that we also change. So we need both. You know, one of the things that we wrote in this value is we value individual freedom and creativity recognizing that people are in different stages on their journey. You know, it doesn't have to be inevitably, but sometimes within church, you create a culture within a church, which may not be a complete reflection of who Jesus is, but obviously you're trying to. And then when people join that church, in order to fit in, they need to try and conform to that church culture. And there will always be a kind of a sense of that, because that's what happens in human nature. But what we need to do is proactively try not to be like that. That we actually proactively are trying to value who individuals are and who God's created individuals to be, and creating space for them rather than to order in order to get on around here. You need to fit to this certain thing. Does that make sense? And then I'm sure there's a sense of there's some of that that goes on, because we're humans and that's kind of what happens. But we're trying not to be like that. Okay, trying to create space for each other and to create space for all the amazing ways that God has created us. And like, he's created this wonderful world and there are so many wonderful things to explore, and we all have different things to bring to it. And we want to create space for each other to bring that, because that's what God's kingdom coming looks like. You know, when we talk about people being on different stages of their journey, you know, we're all trying to work out, what is this thing of following Jesus? What does it look like? And maybe some of us have been working it out for longer. Some of us are just finding it out. And it's like the way that God works with us as well. He doesn't just come and say, right, Sarah, this is everything that's wrong with you. Sort it out. Sorry to pick on you, but I knew you wouldn't be offended. You know, He tells us all the good about us, and he draws that out of us, and that's what we need to be doing to each other as well. And gently he puts us into different stages which are helping us grow and change. And he's gradually working with us, and he's not looking at us thinking, oh my goodness, that person has got so many issues. Oh, he's not doing that. He's looking at us with love and who he's created us to be. And he's trying to draw us forward and gently take us on a journey with that. And that's how we need to be with each other as well, because that's how, what the heart of God is like. And so, like, at the end, you know, we say people are free to be themselves, but express that sensitively within the context of community. You know, we want to create a space where people are free to be themselves, but we are a community, and so it's not without boundaries. So we have to work out, how can we do that sensitively, being sensitive to each other? And I'm going to finish in the next couple of minutes. You know, Jesus is way more amazing than I think we realize. And, you know, when we read the Gospels, you know, the Holy Spirit can just help us each time to get that greater revelation of just the amazing heart of love and compassion he had, but how he's able to draw people in and take them forward. And there are so many times when we see that happen. You know, a great favorite story is in John 8, the woman caught in adultery. You know, in that culture, it was a thing that if someone was caught in adultery, they were to be stoned to death. And so these Pharisees, who are always trying to catch Jesus out, they bring this woman. You know, there's not the man that she was having sex with isn't there, but the woman's brought there, and they're trying to like get him to condemn her and stone her. And he says, he who is without sin casts the first stone. And gradually they all go away. And then Jesus, who is without sin, faced in front of her, he's like, you know, where are all your accusers gone? I don't condemn you either. Go and sin no more. And in that act of amazing love and compassion that Jesus shows that lady, he also empowers her to live in a different way. And, you know, it's just so awesome, you know, that's continually how Jesus did it. He doesn't write people off. He doesn't, you know, just... So say, take someone like Peter, for example, who obviously became one of the leaders of the church after Jesus' resurrection. You know, Peter, one of his closest friends, seems quite arrogant, really. You know, speaks a lot more than his actions, saying, you know, I'd never leave you to Jesus before he dies. And then when it actually comes to it, he's like, no, I don't know who that Jesus is, because he's fearing for his own life. And then he's devastated that when it came to the crunch, that's what he did. But yet, Jesus doesn't come to him and say, look, that's a terrible thing you did. You know, I don't want to have anything to do with you. He still comes back and he offers that grace and restoration to Peter. And he basically entrusts to Peter the one of the most precious things to him, which is the church. That's the way of Jesus. And every time I think about it, I'm always like challenged to my core of the grace that he shows. But, you know, it talks about in the beginning of John how Jesus came full of grace and truth, that there is a truth that he's bringing that's trying to show us this better way to think and to live, in this way of grace and forgiveness and love. So it's not like he doesn't bring that, but it happens in the context of love and grace. And that's what we want to proactively build in this community. And we want to learn what that means. And so I'm going to end now. And I just want to take a few minutes just to think about what I've said. If you want to close your eyes, feel free to do that. And, you know, first of all, I just want us to just consider what areas in our own lives are we actually needing to experience more of that freedom, that grace, love and compassion of God, those things that make us feel rubbish and shameful and not good enough, that actually this morning God is wanting to meet us in those places and just offer his love, his compassion, his forgiveness, his grace. And just as those things come to you, maybe you just want to offer those to Jesus. And just ask him to meet you in those places. I just feel, just for some of you, this will be relevant right now, that, you know, sometimes we have struggles going on in our lives and we just are desperate for God just to come and just immediately just take it away. And sometimes we experience that instant kind of transformation, but more often than not, God is working with us in a process. And for some of us, we're going through difficult things right now. And maybe we feel like God is far away. But actually, through this community and the people that he's put in your life and the way that they're showing you love and kindness and listening to you and helping you, is actually Jesus to you, taking you on a healing journey, that you're going to look back on this season. You're going to see that it was Jesus there with you, working things for your good, that he hadn't left you, but he's taking you on a journey because he knows that that's the best thing for you right now. So yeah, Lord, I just thank you that when you look at us, you are full of love and compassion, that you're proud of us, Lord, that you don't shake your head, but you just love us so much. And Lord, we just pray for those areas in our lives where we just need more of your grace, your compassion, your help, the struggles in our lives, Lord, we just give those to you. And we just ask you to help us in them, that through your presence in our lives and through your presence through others around us, that you would bring the healing and the freedom into our hearts that we want, Lord. And let's just take a moment now just to consider maybe people around us who God is wanting to us to show that grace, forgiveness, kindness, compassion to. Maybe he's even nudging us to do things that's totally outside of our comfort zone. And I just want to take us to take a few minutes just to listen to the Holy Spirit's prompting in those things. And Lord, we just pray for these things that you're speaking to us, Lord. We just pray that, Holy Spirit, you would give us the courage to forgive, to show kindness, to step out of our comfort zones, Lord, and to be you in these different situations. Amen. So yeah, I'm gonna hand over to Pete. I think we're gonna end, but also just want to say that if you'd like prayer for anything at all, then we'd love to pray for you. I don't know if the worship team want to just play. Sorry to put that on you. Just anything. Not necessary for us all to sing together, but just for us to create a space where we can pray for each other. And if you want like people to come pray for you, you can come here. I'll be around here and we can pray. But we just want to create that kind of atmosphere where people can receive prayer.
You're full of life now. You're full of passion. That's how we made you. Just let it happen. You're full of life now. You're full of passion. That's how we made you. Just let it happen. Full of life now. And full of passion. That's how we made you. Just let it happen. You're full of life now. And full of passion. That's how we made you. Just let it happen. You're full of life now. Full of passion. That's how we made you. Oh, just let it happen. You're full of life now. You're full of passion. That's how we made you. Just let it happen. So take me back. Back to the beginning. When I was young. Again. Running through the fields with you. So take me back. Back to the beginning. When I was young. Running through the fields with you. So take me back. Back to the beginning. When I was young. Running through the fields with you. So take me back. Back to the beginning. When I was young. Running through the fields with you.